Welcome to Canada Conversations, part of Delaware Debates 2020, produced by Delaware Public Media in collaboration with the University of Delaware's Center for Political Communication. I'm Delaware Public Media News Director Tom Byrne. This conversation focuses on the race for governor, and we are joined by Democratic candidate David Lamar Williams Jr. David, thanks for joining us on Canada Conversations.
Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Thanks for being with us. And I guess we'll start with, what prompted you to run for governor this year?
Well, it happened last year. It happened around May 12, 2019. What was happening was I just wasn't happy of what I was seeing, how our country was, you know, the direction we was headed. And I just felt like I could make a difference. I mean, I have some good ideas, and if I surround myself with qualified people, it is that we can make progress, make change for the ordinary citizens.
The governor is the state's chief executive, obviously charged with leading the state. How would you describe the leadership style that you would bring to the job?
Oh, my leadership style would be more to get more people involved. What I would do is I would try to create forums and try to go out to the communities, and I would like to work with the leaders. This is something me and my wife, we're kind of passionate about. We want to work with the leaders, like sit down and talk to the people in the community instead of just making decisions and saying, oh, because this community may be different from the other community. So let's try to see how we can work together and not let it just be some type of decision coming from the top and then everybody kind of like fall in line.
Let's talk about a couple of issues. Since March, the governor's office in Delaware has largely managed the state's response to the coronavirus pandemic through executive orders. How would you rate Governor Carney's efforts in handling the pandemic? And are there one or two things that you might have done differently had you been governor?
No, I mean, I think Governor Carney is doing the best job he can possibly do with the situation that's coming aboard. But I really feel like we need to sit down and talk to those communities, like go out to like Greenwood or go out to Smyrna and go out to Seaford and see what's going on in their community so we can get a better pulse and maybe we can get a better idea, because then that way the people will feel like they're being listened to. Because when I'm out there campaigning, a lot of times people tell me that the leadership of Delaware, they're not listening to the regular citizen. They're making these decisions, and did anybody ever talk to them? Did they get a feel for what's going on in this township or this municipality? And then I think if we did that, I mean, we're not going to get everything everybody wants. However, we will get a better pulse of what's really going on in that town, and maybe we can make better decisions. Now, I don't know if they are doing that. I'm just telling you, when I'm out there, this is what I'm hearing.
And if there's no readily available vaccine or significant advances in treating the coronavirus, what would you do on day one if elected to manage the situation going forward?
Well, I would be just like what Joe Biden said. We got to listen to the experts. We got to see what they're saying. And then I would say, hey, we need to come together and, like I said, talk to the experts, because I'm not going to know all the answers, because a lot of times we'll make decisions based on how we feel. But I would just feel like we got to talk to the experts. Let's see what they're saying. Let's see how we proceed. And then let's bring that to the people and say, hey, this is what they're saying. What do you want to do? Because, for example, I'm looking at certain states where they canceled all the sporting activities, and you're getting pushback from the parents, and you're getting pushback from the students and the people saying, hey, let them play. Let them do it, and then we'll just deal with the consequences later. Now, some people may not agree with it, but I'm saying if you got a majority of the people saying, let's do it, let's do it. And then if it doesn't work out, then we can always say, hey, we tried it. It didn't work out.
Delaware, like other states, realizing – so even when the pandemic subsides, the country and Delaware are likely to face continued recession. Some industries, like retail and restaurants, are not likely to fully recover. As governor, what would your priorities be for getting the economy back on track and creating jobs for those who may not have jobs to go back to once the pandemic subsides?
Now, that's a good question, and that's an answer that I think a lot of us would like to know about. I mean, the thing about it is we got to try to set up some type of programs and maybe send some training to try to get people in other jobs and other situations, because you're right, it won't recover. I mean, some of the ideas I have is to try to bring more technology-based companies into our state and see how we can make that work. I don't know if they've been doing that. And then I had a good idea when I saw Jamie Dimon, the CEO. I saw, you know, something on 60 Minutes about where other companies and, you know, like are doing things different, like in Detroit, Michigan, how they're setting up programs where they're training people for other things that were not readily available in the community. So it was a win-win situation, helping people who were in the community and then getting them jobs in the community. So that's a good question that really, that's a tough answer that, I mean, we really got to sit down and talk with people, because I can't really give you a great answer and say, hey, we can make this work. We really got to talk to industry and get people involved and see what we can do to get those people jobs, you know, that may be not in the retail industry, and train them for those jobs. And then it's a win-win situation for the state, it's a win-win situation for the company, and then maybe we can get better tracked on the economy.
So Delaware, like other states, has seen protests throughout the spring and summer focused on issues surrounding racial equity. The General Assembly did pass the first leg of a constitutional amendment explicitly adding protection against discrimination based on race, color, and national origin to the state constitution. They also passed a ban on police use of chokeholds this past session. There's a number of other bills that are expected to come in January when the legislature reconvenes. What are the priorities you would have as governor for addressing issues of racial equity in the state?
Well, one of the things is I would like to see that more minority-owned businesses get like contracts in the state. I also would like to see with police reform, I would see if we can tackle the issue of profile, racial profiling, how we can come up with a better idea. I'm a member of the NAACP in Southern Delaware, and we had one of the police chiefs. He was expressing how what they're doing in Smyrna, and I looked like that could be a pilot program that we can institute around the state, where they have the they have medical staff and they have people of mental health go along on the call when they get an issue. Because what happens is when a police officer comes up to a house and it's a domestic violence situation, it gets escalated. However, with this person that they have, he de-escalates the situation, and then it's more of a talking, and then you get down to the root problem, and then it's less, and then it's less killing, less shooting. Like, example, what's happening in Kenosha, Wisconsin. How could that even happen? Maybe if they would have had somebody with a mental health that was on that call, maybe it would not have even been a shooting. I don't know if you heard that young man is paralyzed, and he got shot in the back with his children in the car. Those things shouldn't happen. I mean, we should be, it shouldn't be happening, because it could happen to me. It could happen to you. I mean, it shouldn't just happen. We need to work on better police, how we handle things, so it doesn't get escalated like that. Because you would think after all of that's going through, you would think we've learned from it. But it seems like we keep traveling down the same path, same path. We got to get better in these areas.
I want to follow up on that, because you mentioned this kind of some of the things that have been done that you do support in terms of sending mental health professionals out on calls, some calls with police officers. One other thing we hear a lot about, particularly from those who are protesting, is looking at the Law Enforcement Officers Bill of Rights and use of force policies by police. Would you back efforts to revisit those and look for possible changes in use of force policy and the Law Enforcement Officers Bill of Rights?
Yes, we need to look at all those things, because, I mean, if we keep revisiting the same thing, we got to figure a way that we don't have that. And so I'm looking at Smyrna, and what he's saying, it's like awesome, like what he's doing. And I think that's a pilot, and he's trying to share that with the legislation.
So let's talk a little bit about education, and specifically education funding. It's certainly an issue the next governor is going to have to tackle. Chancery Court has already ruled on the property tax system used in all three counties, calling that unconstitutional. That could trigger property reassessments. The second half of the lawsuit that's still pending looks more specifically at the state's education funding system and inequities in it. What do you feel needs to be done with the way Delaware funds its schools going forward to make it work better, particularly in terms of equity?
Well, I think that we need to do an audit and see where most of this money is going. Like, for example, I live in Cesar Rodney section, a district, and I see with Cesar Rodney, we're building on to the school, and they're building like a new gym and all that stuff. But then when you go to like Wilmington, where's that money going? I mean, how come Wilmington isn't getting that same kind of finances to help build that? Because I understand that I think we were told, we had went to a forum, and I think Delaware was like on a fifth grade education level. And a lot of that is those impoverished neighborhoods. We have got to try to help those impoverished neighborhoods. If it's free education and we're struggling in those areas, we need to maybe send more funds in those districts to help those districts so we can get better education. Because, I mean, I think it's like the have and the have-nots. This district is great. Let's add on. But this district is not. We're not going to do too much. But, no, if the education is free and the money's supposed to help everybody, if we're seeing problems in these areas, let's try to address those issues and let's get it better. And then we can still come back to those schools that's getting it, but we got to help all the schools so everybody can say, hey, this person in Newcastle County and Wilmington, they're getting the same kind of education that the people in Caesar Rodney are getting, that the same people are getting in Polytech, you know, because those are some of the better schools, and that's what we got to work on. You know what I mean? I have some ideas, and I can't share everything, but I'm just thinking we got to get, you know, some of it I think is common sense, but we just got to get back to just trying to do the right thing for everybody.
I want to hit on a couple of other issues that were expected to see some debate during the past legislative session but did not because the pandemic really limited what lawmakers looked at. Just want to get a quick sense of where you stand on them. We'll start with reinstating the death penalty in Delaware. Would you support that or not?
No, I'm against that tremendously. Two rights don't make a wrong. We can't reinstate the death penalty at no cost. I mean, we got to work together on some getting better issues. Maybe that person gets life. I mean, we can't. I don't think it's right to kill another person. I don't believe in that. That's my view.
Legalizing recreational marijuana, would you support that?
Yes, I'm 100% for that, legalizing recreational marijuana, yes. And the people who are wrongfully incarcerated for marijuana, we need to release them because, I mean, it's a misdemeanor as far as I'm concerned because the reality is most people are smoking it regardless of what the law may say. And so we got to figure out how we can get that and get money from it and we can make our state better and take those funds.
Let's take a look at gun bills in the legislature. They ranged this past session from ones addressing ghost guns and high-capacity magazines to a potential assault weapon ban and a permitting system for guns. Are there any gun bills that you would consider and support as governor?
Well, yes. I support that people have guns, but ghost guns and high-capacity magazines, what do we need them for? I mean, I got a different taste on that. I do believe in the Second Amendment that you should be able to have your guns. I was talking to some people out there, and they gave me some good ideas about how we can change the gun laws, and I just want to share that at the time when I do become governor because I really feel like if I give it up, somebody will take it and use it. So, I mean, we got to get better. We need to have more background checks. We need to maybe even set up something where we change some mental health checks, something so we can eliminate. And I think Delaware is pretty good on that department where we don't have nobody walking around killing people, but we still need to get these guns off the street. We got to figure a way how to get these guns off the street. And I mean, that's even prior administrations before me. We got to get down and get with people and see what ideas that people have, because sometimes people have the best ideas and they're just not being listened to. And we got to try to make it work.
And finally, is there an issue you feel is not getting the attention it deserves in this election cycle? And how would you address it if you're elected?
People that's wrongfully convicted. We're working on a case right now where somebody was wrongfully convicted, and we need to address those situations where if that person didn't do the crime or is hearsay or is not in circumstantial evidence, we need to bring those cases. And if possible, I could grant them clemency and let them go free. Because, I mean, you see these people, you watch TV and you see guys being in jail for 37 years for a crime they didn't commit. How does that happen? I mean, we got to get better in those areas. And we need to address those areas.
David Lamar Williams, Jr., Democratic candidate for governor. We thank you for your time on Canada Conversations.
Yes.
You can find all of our Canada Conversations online at DelawarePublic.org and DelawareDebates.org. Canada Conversations are part of Delaware Debates 2020, produced by Delaware Public Media, in collaboration with the University of Delaware's Center for Political Communication. I'm Delaware Public Media News Director Tom Byrne. Thank you for listening.